I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Hong Kong's High Court on Tuesday sentenced 45 pro-democracy activists to up to 10 years in jail under subversion charges. Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny has more on the landmark case that crushed the city's once thriving pro-democracy movement.
The charges were for holding an unofficial vote in 2020 to choose candidates for a legislative election. 47 pro-democracy activists were arrested and charged in 2021 under Beijing's national security law. Prosecutors accused the activists of conspiracy to commit subversion. One of them is former legal scholar Benny Tai. He was labeled an organizer of the arrested activists. 14 Democrats were found guilty in May, including Australian Gordon Ng and activist Owen Chow, while two were cleared. The other 31 pleaded guilty and have now been sentenced. Some Western governments have criticized the activists' treatment, with the U.S. calling it politically motivated.
That was Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny. Benny Tai was sentenced to 10 years, the longest of any of the defendants. China imposed a national security law after massive and often violent pro-democracy protests in 2019. A 9-day march across New Zealand by the indigenous Maori people ended Tuesday in the capital, Wellington. Tens of thousands of marchers held a rally in front of Parliament House to protest new legislation that reinterprets the country's founding document, the Treaty of Waitangi. The 1840 Accord, signed between representatives of the British Crown and more than 500 indigenous Maori chiefs, spells out how the two parties agreed to govern. This is VOA News. One of the speakers at Tuesday's rally was Hana Rahiti Maipi Clark, a Maori lawmaker who last week ripped up a copy of the bill in Parliament and led other Maori lawmakers into performing the traditional Maori dance, the haka.
Rights and our sovereignty as an indigenous people here in Aotearoa. We are the kingmakers, we are the sovereign people of this land, and the world is watching us here.
The bill was introduced by the Libertarian ACT Party, a junior partner in the ruling center-right coalition government. The party claims the treaty unfairly favors the Maori over non-indigenous citizens. The measure is unlikely to pass. The Somaliland Electoral Commission announced Tuesday that opposition leader Abdirahman Mohamed Abdullahi run the presidency of the breakaway region located on the Horn of Africa. The commission said Abdullahi captured nearly 64% of the vote, compared to the nearly 35% won by incumbent Muse Bihi Abdi. The election was originally scheduled to take place in 2022, but was delayed due to political differences. Bihi, who defeated Abdullahi in the last election in 2017, promised that he would respect the results of the election. U.S. aviation giant Boeing said Monday it has sent layoff notices to over 2,500 workers as part of a plan by the debt-ridden company to cut 17,000 jobs, or 10% of its global workforce. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Those who were let go were mostly engineers, technicians, and non-union workers. The bulk of them in Washington state, where nearly 2,200 workers received notices. The company told affected workers they will stay on Boeing's payroll until January to comply with a federal 60-day notice period rule. The notices come as Boeing aims to restart production of its best-selling 737 MAX jet following a weeks-long strike. The stoppage ended earlier this month, having crippled much of the firm's airplane output.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The U.S. Justice Department will ask a judge to force Alphabet's Google to sell off its Chrome internet browser, according to a report issued Monday by Bloomberg News. Here's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
The same judge ruled in August that Google illegally monopolized the search market, helped by the dominance of Chrome, which is estimated to control around two-thirds of the market for internet browsers. The report said the government has the option to decide whether a Chrome sale is necessary at a later date if some of the other aspects of the remedy create a more competitive market. The move would be one of the most aggressive attempts by the Biden administration to curb what it alleges are big tech monopolies.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.